This is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. President Bush says Americans deserve the best health care in the world. Today, he'll explain how to provide and pay for it. Randall Pinkston at the White House.
The administration's plan is supposed to be a prescription for the most serious illness of the nation's health care system. No coverage for millions of Americans. At an unveiling speech in Cleveland, Mr. Bush will insist that his proposal covers almost everyone, including the unemployed and low income. Health and Human Services Secretary Louis Sullivan spoke about the plan this morning.
The president's plan will provide greater access to health care for all Americans, and some 90 million Americans will benefit from this, either through the voucher system or through tax deductions.
Vouchers would go to low-income individuals and families to buy private coverage. Middle-income families making less than $80,000 would be allowed full deductions of health care insurance premiums up to a maximum of $3,750. The administration will suggest methods of paying for the plan and denies reports of a cap in benefits on Medicare and Medicaid. Randall Pinkston, CBS News, The White House.
This is Rob Armstrong on Capitol Hill. The president's plan is already drawing hostile fire. Congressional Democrats say Mr. Bush fails to encompass all Americans or effectively control the spiraling cost of health care. Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia rejects the Republican assertion that national health insurance is the same thing as socialized medicine.
This is an entirely different concept. You go to any hospital you want, you go to any doctor you want, and it has the government only sets the framework. The more they talk about socialized medicine, the more it concerns me that they're really missing the point.
A key Democratic strategist says that health care is not an issue with which Republicans are very comfortable, and the aim is to keep them talking about it as much as possible. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The House has formally authorized an investigation into charges the 1980 Reagan-Bush campaign cut a deal with Iran to delay the release of 52 American hostages, supposedly to hurt Jimmy Carter's reelection chances. With House GOP leader Bob Michael in the vanguard, Republicans call it election year dirty pool.
Here we are in the midst of a recession. Unemployed Americans look to us for action, but the majority wants to spend 9 or 10 months and millions of dollars investigating an 11-year-old story, the kind you find at the supermarket tabloids.
New York Democrat Stephen Solarz defended the probe.
If we're going to get to the bottom of this story, if we are going to ultimately lay it to rest, the only way to do it is through the kind of investigation embodied and called for in the resolution before us. I urge its adoption.
The investigation into the so-called October surprise is expected to last well into the election campaign. The draft-dodging issue that hounded Vice President Quayle in 1988 has been raised again, but this time it involves Democrat Bill Clinton. The Wall Street Journal, quoting a Republican Arkansas draft board official, reports that Clinton avoided the draft during the Vietnam War by getting a deferment after saying he would attend the University of Arkansas Law School and join the Reserve Officers Training Corps. He did neither. Clinton denies using strong-arm tactics to avoid the draft. The former Soviet republics with nuclear weapons have agreed on a 3-year deadline to disable all long-range nuclear-tipped missiles outside Russia. The missiles will be destroyed within 7 years. Russian President Boris Yeltsin was honored today in a ceremony at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, where Yeltsin later denied reports that he's had heart trouble. A series of incidents in which Yeltsin has suddenly dropped out of sight raised concern about his health. An official traveling with Yeltsin says Russia plans to sell or lease half its oil production facilities and exploration rights to foreigners to bankroll economic reforms. 4 civilians and 1 soldier have been killed in a car bombing in the heart of Madrid, Spain. Officials believe it was the work of Basque separatists who've allegedly staged 4 other attacks this year, including 2 shootings in Barcelona, the site of this summer's Olympic Games. The U.S. Olympic hockey team beat Sweden today in its final tune-up for the Winter Games in Albertville and won cheers from fans in the crowd in Chamonix, France. But as they skated off the ice, the American players had to dodge bottles and beer cans thrown by disappointed Swedish fans. An organized crime ring reportedly has stolen millions of dollars in high-tech navigation systems from commercial jets at New York's Kennedy Airport. New York Newsday says the equipment was sold overseas for use by drug smugglers. A congressional report says federal drug agents will have to wait until the turn of the century or beyond before they get a high-tech communications network to fight drug smuggling. Boxer Mike Tyson's trial is set to resume after a 24-hour delay caused by a fire that drove the jury from its Indianapolis hotel. Nick Young reports.
Though the trial reconvenes this morning, it will be some time before the first witness takes the stand. First, the court and the attorneys in the case will assess the impact of the fire on each member of the jury.
Judge Gifford, along with a representative from the prosecution and the defense, will conduct individual voir dire in camera, which means in her chambers.
Court clerk Joe Champion says the jury spent its first full night in a new hotel amid beefed up security. And security's been tightened around Judge Patricia Gifford's courtroom. A bomb-sniffing dog was used to make a sweep of the entire floor, and a walk-through metal detector's been installed outside the courtroom doors. Officials deny any connection with the fire, which is still under investigation. It's believed that once the defense resumes its case, Mike Tyson's appearance on the stand will soon follow. Nick Young, CBS News, Indianapolis.
Scientists have made a discovery that offers new hope for the victims of muscular dystrophy. Edie Magnus has the story.
For 10 years, scientists have been narrowing in on the gene which causes myotonic dystrophy, the most common form of muscular dystrophy, which afflicts some 30,000 Americans. And now they have a major clue. Dr. Leon Cherish of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
We found where it is. We're going to soon find what it is. We're going to soon find why it causes difficulty.
Where it is on chromosome 19. Researchers discovered that in people with myotonic dystrophy, there's a band of DNA that's larger than normal. The breakthrough marks the first time a genetic defect has been linked to myotonic dystrophy. In the long run, it could lead to treatments to prevent or possibly reverse this disabling muscle disease. In the short run, it will produce a better diagnostic test for myotonic dystrophy before symptoms occur. That means parents could learn if they are silent carriers of the genetic flaw before passing it on to their children. Edie Magnus, CBS News, New York.
The Border Patrol is dropping a plan to stop wild rushes of Mexican aliens who charged into this country in human waves along Southern California's Interstate 5. Officials say the plan, which called for closing all but two lanes of the highway and posting armed agents and was scheduled to take effect today, isn't necessary anymore because Mexico has managed to stop the stampede. Mazda hopes the new 626 sedan it introduces today in Chicago will just feel right to more American car buyers, especially those who wouldn't dream of owning a Japanese car. This one could be the first foreign nameplate that's recognized by the government as a domestic car, since more than 75% of its parts would be made in America. The government counted 450,000 new unemployment claims in the latest reporting week, still a recession-like figure, but 10,000 fewer than the week before. U.S. factory orders fell 3.8% in December in another late report. And on Wall Street, after a half hour, the Dow Industrial Average was up a fraction. It's 10 past.